Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sean, how are you today?
Awesome, sir. Hard to believe heading downhill to the weekend. When the football season starts, it's just a sprint from Labor Day to Thanksgiving.
And how's Deb doing?
She is doing great.
I'll give her my best.
I certainly will. Did that as first thing as I got home last night. A little sore in a few spots, but slowly on the mend, and appreciate all the good thoughts and vibes we've been getting from everybody.
Including the people that make it about themselves.
Who I haven't seen today. Must be a busy guy today. Suit free in the building.
Oh, that explains the well-oiled machine. So, and that means he probably didn't show up at the Bucknell football luncheon.
I wouldn't think, no. I took the excuse as the bye week to could have gone.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
No, I understand that. That's fine.
Yep.
Yeah. You'd think the color analyst of the team is 2 miles away.
By the way, for those that are in and around Lewisburg, the Bucknell Quarterback Club football luncheons, they are available for the public every Wednesday at noon in a new location this year at Maddie's Sporthouse Grill. Just off Route 15, Lewisburg. Of course, Joe Susan's there, brings a few players along, do a little Q&A, a little wrap-up of the previous game, and, of course, Doug Birdsong, the ringleader. So it's always a terrific time.
So the play-by-play guy goes.
Yes.
Coaches there.
Mm-hmm.
Players.
Select student-athletes, yes.
Mm. Color analyst.
No.
You would think it would be an important place to go to make connections for your current job as well.
I think it'd be on the top of their priority list.
Wow.
Call me crazy, but...
Well, many have before, but I've defended you.
Very true. Yeah, before you know it, we'll be talking about the backcourt luncheons. They are getting closer, too. They'll be here before we know it. I got invited to a Eagle 107 Learfield basketball meeting for next week.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Wonderful.
I think I'm definitely going to. I've never been to one of those before, so I'll definitely go to that. I've put that on my radar for next week.
Sue going to be there?
I would think if it has something to do with digital media, he should be there. Should be mandatory. He was there for the football meeting a couple months ago. I know that. So I would think can't skate past this one. But what do I know?
All I know is that they asked him to take a look at the latest Transformer movie. He seemed to know all about it.
You're right.
So.
Breaking down the Kingsman sequel more than Movie Mike did.
Movie Mike is now asking the suit.
My wife's the biggest Colin Firth fan. He stars in Kingsman. And that's when she really started to feel not all that good. So she hasn't even seen the Kingsman sequel yet.
No.
That's huge.
Well,
but we had it all planned out. Nice movie with some friends, do some dinner afterwards. And when I had to make the call that day, she's not going to be able to make it. Her best friend said, boy, she really must not be feeling good. I was like, no. But no one has gotten in contact with her with any spoiler alerts for the new Kingsman movie.
Well, I mean, if she wants to get a quick recap on it, I know somebody's probably seen it three times. All during the day.
Yeah, not Movie Mike.
Hey, Mr. Matinee.
And it is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. And as you mentioned, somebody hasn't been in the building all day.
The pieces are falling into place.
We're on our fourth Bond movie of the day. Good news. Oh, my goodness. The happiest guy in New York today, even though he will not admit it because they all 30 teams are all equal, happens to be Rob Manfred. Oh, the Yankees won.
Oh, Roger. I got home last night, finished dinner. Roger and I were texting back and forth at the start of the game when it was 3-0 and 3-3. Oh. It's like, oh, my God. That's not even a roller coaster ride. That game started at the top of the roller coaster. Oh, man. There's haymakers all over the place.
Well, tonight it's Colorado and Arizona. So, as a surprise to you, Drew Goodman, the play-by-play voice of the Colorado Rockies, is going to join us at 3:35.
Love it. They had some really good games during the season.
Yes, they did. We're going to talk to Drew about the team. Well, we just thought it'd be a little added bonus to throw in there.
Outstanding.
That you would not expect. So we thought we'd do that at 3:35 with him. Love it. That's just a little curveball in your day.
Pun intended.
So we're gonna, and the game is at Arizona tonight. Zach Greinke against Johnny Gray tonight. And Greinke, long time established ace, had a great bounce back year. Johnny Gray is one of those top five MLB draft picks that rocketed his way through the system and pitches on the major league level and has no issue with him. Well, there are a lot of really good players in this game. J.D. Martinez, Nolan Arenado. There are a lot of really good players. And Paul Goldschmidt. Goldschmidt, J.D. Martinez, Nolan Arenado, Charlie Blackman. I mean, there's some big-time players in this game that maybe a lot of people don't know about. Here's the oddity, is that the three best teams in the National League, well, obviously the Nationals are one of them, but what's the toughest division in baseball? The National League West. Dodgers, D-backs, Rockies, right? They're all in the playoffs. By the time the divisional round is over, there'll only be one of them left. One's going to get eliminated tonight, and the other one's going to get eliminated after the divisional series. Can't play each other. So that's what's coming up tonight. And that's an 8:08 start tonight, and it's on TBS tonight. Then tomorrow the Red Sox will open with the Astros. Justin Verlander on the mound for the Astros and Chris Sale for the Red Sox. That's at 4 o'clock tomorrow, and that game is going to be on Fox Sports 1, FS1. But the one-game playoff of Rob Manfred sitting there, he's like going, saw the Twins leading 3-0. Now the commissioner, of course, has to act like he's happy for everybody. But now the commissioner knows in the division series he has the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Cubs, and the Dodgers. Well, there you go. Major League Baseball, from a ratings point of view, could not ask for a better scenario than what they have. Now, of course, they would never admit that, and I don't blame them for, quote, not admitting it. But that's all right. That's all right. There are people out there that do know. So, then we're going to do high school football preview tomorrow, picks tomorrow, right?
Absolutely. And we can't forget about Dana O'Neill.
No. So she's the star of the show.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if we could open up a little room so we could talk to Dan. What time we have Dan in tomorrow, 4 or 6?
Yes.
Yeah. We could open up a little more room for her. Maybe we could eliminate one of the high school previews. Which one of the four goes the longest?
Should I have her call up at 3:45?
Sure.
Carry her over past the news.
And I don't care if you send an intern over to break it gently.
Zach Klein is a sweet dude. I would not do that to Zach.
Oh, I'm sorry, Zach.
I would send him down the hill to get me coffee before I would do that to Zach.
That's true, because the temper tantrum.
Yes. Not from Zach, but for the intern.
Oh, no, Zach's as nice as it gets.
Yes, yes. Yep, he's been on board with us for our Friday night high school football coverage, updating our scoreboard page at WKOK.com. He's been crushing that for us, so it's been great having him on board. So,
like I said, we'll get the high school previews tomorrow. And if Dana wants to come on earlier, say when we get to the Jersey Shore game. Who's Jersey Shore playing?
Shikalemi.
Oh, who does those games? Look, if it were Furlazzo, I wouldn't think
twice. Well, it's interesting you bring Furlazzo's name up because I said, we should send him up in the on a backup car tomorrow. Because you know what happens when Kev crosses the city line into Shore,
Oh, Mr. Bulletin Board material. I was in Jersey Shore once, and his picture was there with a slash through it. I was like, wow.
He wears his Bucknell orange, and that's when the Jersey Shore people say, no, that's not Jersey Shore orange. They can tell
that's
the difference.
Right. Exactly right. Yeah, he got on the show, and he made all these disparaging remarks about their football program. They've never forgotten. In fact, they've been on a roll ever since. He really has been the inspiration behind the resurgence of their program. Then Deb unfortunately gets sick, and then he starts talking about his problems.
I ever tell you about my heart? Yes. Right. 1 year ago this week. Yes.
Yeah. And, and just a quick clue for him, what you said to her didn't help her feel better. Okay. Sympathy, empathy. I mean, there's a lot of big words out there. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment. Drew Goodman coming up in a few moments, talk about the Rockies and the D-backs. We've had a pretty good habit on this show of getting to really good people that can preview some national games for us here locally. And, look, they understand the power of Sean. They understand the power of the 10,000-watt flamethrower. So, in fact, the only thing he asked was, is that suit dude in there, is he? We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years. Great to have you with us on the show today. Drew Goodman from the Colorado Rockies Network is going to join us to preview tonight's Rockies D-backs game, the one-game playoff for the right to face the L.A. Dodgers in the National League Division Series. It'll be great to have Drew on the show. I mean, it's not as if Drew's never been out here before, because he has. And it's not as if there's not a connection with the Colorado Rockies. You're like, what connection do you have with the Colorado Rockies? Adam Ottavino, who is one of the guys in the Rockies bullpen, was a the first-round pick of the St. Louis Cardinals in 2006, and his first professional season was here in State College. So, know him, and I'm happy for him. He's had kind of an up-and-down year after having some really good years there. So, let's see. Okay, Denny Hamlin says NASCAR drivers incur risk, true, deserve pay comparable to NBA and NHL. All right. Hamlin says he looks at the eight-figure and nine-figure deals that the stars in other sports make and feels there's a huge difference. NASCAR driver deals are typically seven figures. He says we're way underpaid as race car drivers. There's no doubt doing what we do, the schedule that we have, the danger we incur every single week, NASCAR drivers should be making NFL and NBA money. All right, here's the problem with that. I am not in any way downplaying the risk, and I'm not really downplaying the entertainment factor. But the bottom line is the NFL and the NBA both have mega television deals that opens the door for these salaries you're talking about. The NASCAR deals with Fox and NBC are both very, very good. They're very good. There's no getting around it. But you're not talking about a deal, for example, like the NFL, which has CBS, NBC, ABC, ESPN, NFL Network, games on Thursday, games on Sunday, games on Monday. The NBA deal is worth $2.6 billion a year from TBS and ESPN. You don't have that kind of television deal with NASCAR. So if you're going to, I mean, just on logic, logic tells you that they're not going to be able to pay the kind of salaries to NASCAR drivers and purses to NASCAR drivers, for example, that you see in the NBA and the NFL, because they don't have, while having a very good television deal, it's not enough to compensate compared to what you get for the NBA and the NHL. It's just one of those matter-of-fact situations. And in a matter-of-fact, they don't have the television deals. You know, obviously the attendance of these places is really good. I'm not really sure what the cost of a NASCAR ticket is as compared to, say, an NFL ticket or an NBA ticket. But the television deals are not on the same plane. And that is an issue. And that's what it comes down to. That's that extra pad. That's where that money comes from. So I understand where he's coming from, but it's not as if he is taking a vow of poverty either. Denny Hamlin is making seven figures a year. Denny Hamlin does live in a 31,000 square foot home. And you know, I mean, that's what it comes down to. The television deal is a big separator. And, you know, you look at the NFL with all the deals that they have. What's the NFL getting, what, $7 billion a year from television? The NFL is a $13 billion industry. Major League Baseball, $9.5 billion. The NBA, $5.2 billion. NHL is $3.7 billion. Major League Soccer is $600 million. Canadian Football League's $200 million. And this is where the numbers come up. The NFL gets $7.2 billion when it comes to television rights per year. The NBA, $2.7 billion per year. Major League Baseball, $1.5 billion per year. See, that's the separator.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. AAA Drew Goodman in a few moments. Donnie Collins at 4:06 today. But first, let's get to this day in sports history. 1893, the first professional football contract was signed by Grant Dilbert from the Pittsburgh AC team. 1895, the first U.S. Open golf tournament took place in Newport, Rhode Island. Horace Rollins, 19, won the tournament. Have you ever been to Newport? Very nice. 1959, the first World Series to be played west of St. Louis began in Los Angeles. Dodgers beat the White Sox, by the way, in six games. 1987, NFL owners used replacement personnel to play games despite the players' strike. 2001, Barry Bonds hit his 70th homer of the year to tie Mark McGwire's Major League record. Bonds also moved past Reggie Jackson on the all-time list at 564. And it was celebrated in San Francisco and virtually nowhere else on the planet that he did that. Oh, that's great. Did you notice the power outage for Starling Marte when he came back? Did you notice that at all, Sean?
I did not notice that.
Oh, check out the numbers, Sean. Just a bit of a power outage. Didn't seem to hit the ball as far anymore, did he? All right. Tonight, the Colorado Rockies will play at Chase Field in Phoenix, known to some people in the digital part of the building as Pahonix. That will be tonight, Chase Field. Rockies and D-backs for the right to win and move on to face the Dodgers. Drew Goodman is the play-by-play voice. Outstanding job for the last 16 years with the Rockies. Drew, welcome. It's great to have you on the show with us.
You bet, Steve. How you doing?
Doing really well. Thanks for doing this. Especially, I know it's game day for the Rockies. They've really put together a great season. For a lot of fans here, why should somebody vote for Nolan Arenado as the MVP?
Well, I can give you a case for Nolan. I give you a case for Charlie Blackman as well. And
yeah,
in fact,
the leadoff guy.
If you asked me where I had to just pick one, I'd probably pick Blackman just slightly in front of Nolan. And that's not to take anything away from what Arenado's done. But a thumbnail sketch. Arenado, has driven in 130 runs. He's hit over 300. He's without peer defensively at third base. In high leverage situations, not to get overly analytical, he's one of the best players in baseball statistically when the game's on the line and when the game is close. In the case of Charlie Blackman, he's had an historic year as a leadoff hitter. He's driven in 104 runs, 103 in the top spot. That's a major league record. He leads the big leagues in runs scored. He led the National League in hitting. He led the big leagues in number of hits. He threw out 14, 15 stolen bases. He's an incredible player as well. So, either one of those guys.
Yeah, and Blackman, of course, not only that, he gives power in the leadoff spot. You can't really put a price on that when you get a guy who can get on base like he does, but also can deliver power.
Right. He's hit 37 home runs, which is the third most ever by a leadoff hitter. So, he last year he hit 29 home runs and hit 320 something. So this didn't come out of proverbial left field. He's been doing it for a while, and I think now with the Rockies having success collectively, people are starting to take notice. Out west and in the baseball industry, people have known for a while that Charlie Blackman is an elite player.
And he certainly is. Now each team goes. Zach Greinke goes tonight for Arizona. The Rockies are going to go with Johnny Gray tonight, who's had a really good year for Colorado. What makes him a really good pitcher at this level, especially for the Rockies and pitching in your park?
Well, go back. John Gray was third overall out of the University of Oklahoma, and he was a guy that, if things went well, projected to be a frontline starter, and he has become that. He's just 25 years old. In the last 2.5 months, I think his ERA is like 2.5 or 2.45. He's been one of the, top pitchers in baseball over that period of time. He missed a couple of months earlier this year with a broken foot. He's a mid to high 90s fastball with a wipeout slider, and he also has a plus curveball. This guy has a chance to be elite, and he's been pitching at an elite level. He just doesn't have, naturally, the fame because of the, fact that Greinke has pitched for a long time and pitched at a high level. But John Gray is a guy that has a chance to be a, a superstar starting pitcher, and it's starting to emerge over the last half year.
Did you notice that there's been so much made over the years about trying to pitch at Coors Field and the humidor and stories like that? I know when I've watched some of the Rockies games this year, I just got the feeling they just went out and pitched instead of the heck with what the ballpark says. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, that's a very good observation. It's been that way for a while now. The Rockies this year throughout, for most of the year, four rookies in their rotation, and that's Gray, who's in his second year. So they have one of the youngest rotation in baseball. Some of those guys, fatigued a little bit, though they all had good years and are now working out of the bullpen. But we don't mention, as an organization, they don't mention altitude. They don't make excuses. They don't talk about, that ball wouldn't have fallen if it was at Wrigley Field or whatever. And I think that is the smartest approach. And these guys, interestingly, several of them actually pitch better at home than they do out on the road. So I think it's a mindset, and you have to have not only the ability to pitch at the big league level, but you need a unique guy that is really mentally tough to pitch at Ted Coors Field. And they have a bunch of those guys right now, and it's one of the reasons they're in the postseason.
I have to ask you about one guy that does have some State College Pennsylvania roots, and that's Adam Ottavino, because he was the first-round pick of the Cardinals out of Northeastern in 2006 and pitched his first professional games here at Medlar Field at Lebrano Park. What has he meant in his role to the Rockies bullpen?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Otto's. He has had a tough year. There's no other way to spin it. Adam, I think going into the year, the Rockies felt like he would handle the eighth inning, if not the ninth inning, until Greg Holland had recovered fully from his Tommy John surgery. As it was, Greg Holland was able to close games from the get-go, and all year Adam Ottavino has battled command issues. He has a wipeout slider, and he's a guy that throws in the mid to upper 90s, but he's been very inconsistent throwing strikes this year, and the roster is going to be coming out for today's game shortly, and he's one of those guys, honestly, that's on the bubble right now, whether or not he's on the roster for the wild card game. But I'm a big fan of his personally, and hopefully going into next year he can get some of those command issues straightened out.
I probably watched maybe three Rockies D-backs games because, with MLB you can get these games, obviously. And the difference between the two, to me, seems very slight. Is that how it looked to you with all the games you did between the two?
I think when you break it down, Steve, you'd say, from a starting pitching standpoint, Arizona really pitched well this year. Robbie Ray had a breakout year.
Yeah.
Corbin's been solid. Zach Godley, I don't want to say he came out of nowhere, but that was a big surprise for them, how well he wasn't even a guy that was with the club out of spring training initially, and he ends up being a very solid starter for him. Greinke has a bounce-back year. So I think, if you wanted to look at the rotations, you have to favor their rotation. The Rockies' rotation did well, but they're young. When it comes to the lineup, both lineups are very potent. J.D. Martinez has taken their lineup to a different level because there hasn't, he along with Stanton have been the best offensive players, the most impactful offensive players in the second half. What he's done, 29 home runs and, 60, 61 games has been, otherworldly. I do think they're very close when you pair them up, and when you get two teams from the same division playing each other, there are no secrets. There's not an intimidation factor. Even facing a guy like Greinke, the Rockies, historically put good at bats together against him, as tough as he is. So, it's kind of split hairs. You probably have to favor Arizona. They're at home. They have the more, accomplished pitcher long term in his career, clearly in Greinke. But having said that, nothing would surprise me tonight.
2007. The Colorado Rockies electrified Denver and the state, and they had that great stretch run, beat the Padres, eventually get to the World Series against the Red Sox. What has this team done in terms of the fan base in the state?
Well, I think it's a whole region, actually, because, we're the only team in the Mountain Time Zone, and, we draw very well at home. The Rockies, draw the neighborhood average about 37,000 people a night. They're one of the, top drawing teams in baseball. We have the third biggest stadium at 48,000, and they sold it out 14 times this year. So they love the Rockies. They pour out for the Rockies, and it's Wyoming, and it's people coming up from New Mexico and Nebraska, and a lot of folks come in. But there's a phrase, I'm sure you're aware of it now, that kind of got coined back in 07, Rocktober, and we see the T-shirts now. They've been breaking them out throughout September, so it's really neat to see. Denver's a vibrant city. It's grown, amazingly over the last two decades. And somebody told me the other day there's something like 21 cranes up downtown. So, they're pretty excited. There's a lot of people who are jumping on as well.
Drew, there's one more guy I want to ask you about, then I'll let you go. Appreciate the time very much. And that's DJ LeMahieu. Again, another guy that maybe the average fan doesn't hear a lot about. You see him every day. What makes him a really important cog to what the Rockies do?
I'm glad you brought him up. One of my favorite phrases that I like to use in baseball, and I think it's one of the highest compliments you can pay somebody, is to say he's a baseball player.
Yep.
That's what DJ LeMahieu is. DJ LeMahieu's a baseball player. He's not a burner. He's not a guy that hits, 30 home runs a year, but he's a winning player. He's a championship caliber player. He's a 300-plus hitter. He's a gold glove defender. He's won a gold glove before. I think he'll have a chance to win another one this year. He's a guy you want the ball hit to, and he's a guy that you want taking big at-bats. He's a quiet guy, but he's also one of the most intense players the Rockies have had over the last decade plus. He's a winner.
Well, this is going to be an exciting matchup tonight. Colorado and the D-backs at Chase Field this evening. Drew, thanks a lot for your time. I greatly appreciate it, especially on game day.
Yeah, you bet. State College, one of my favorite college towns, so I'm glad you guys were able to reach out.
Yeah, appreciate it very much, Drew. Have a great one. We'll talk soon, I hope.
All right, man. Anytime. Take care.
Drew Goodman, play-by-play voice of the Colorado Rockies. They play Arizona tonight, one-game playoff to play the Dodgers. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Welcome back. Great to have you with us. Glad to hear that Deb's doing a lot better. Good news there. It's interesting because I guess the suit popped in during the interview with Drew Goodman about the Colorado Rockies, and he said to Sean, he said, "Well, I've been to Colorado." Then Sean said to him, he said, "Well, we're going to have Donnie Collins on." He said, "Well, I've been to Scranton."
I'm sensing a trend.
I just don't get where we're going here with this. I don't know about you. I get a little worried.
He dials it back toward him.
he dials it in his direction consistently. Roger will be talking about his son, who's a heck of a basketball player. I play basketball. What are we doing here? Doesn't it worry you?
I get concerned.
My goodness. All right, so tomorrow we're going to preview the high school games around the area. Milton, Lewisburg, Sealands Grove, Shikellamy. Shikellamy does have a big game tomorrow with Jersey Shore. That is going to be one heck of a game coming up tomorrow. So we're looking forward to that. We'll preview that tomorrow. My brother will be on tomorrow. We'll do picks. Dana O'Neill tomorrow. We're going to break down what she knows about the basketball scandal. Because here will be the key when it's all said and done. The key when it's all said and done is of the people that have been already brought in, which ones then move it up the chain? That's the key. I'll remind you again how this all started. An agent getting in trouble with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Basically says, can I reduce my sentence? I said, well, if you got something for us, maybe. Well, I do. Again, what is the way to reduce your sentence? Well, what names do you have? That's what will move this forward. Now, Mike Krzyzewski doesn't think that this is going to, you're going to see a lot of names and so forth exposed. But again, he does make an interesting point about the money. And you notice Louisville in all this. Have you noticed what Louisville has not forfeited in all this?
Wins.
No. Their shoe contract money.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Let's be right and above board about all this. We'll send some of it back.
Well, the number I saw right, and I shared it with you, was Rick Pitino's salary was a little over $7.5 million, $2.25 million was kicked in with a portion of that was just shoe money.
Right. I mean, this is...
That's substantial.
It is substantial. Now, for Pitino, as of this moment, there's, quote, no, quote, evidence. He's not, I know they talk about he's coach two and the whole thing, but it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out because you're talking about somebody who could sit there and he could turn around and he could sue the school, right? Fired without cause. Now, people are going to sit there and say, well, yeah, he's coach number two. He's W. But again, he wasn't arrested for anything, was he? I mean, I'm just pointing this out. This is not, I'm not assigning guilt, innocence, anything like that. I'm just bringing you a different set of scenarios along the way. How about that? This scenario might come up. That scenario might come up. I'm just bringing up scenarios. I'm not telling you right, wrong, indifferent here.
So when the story broke a week ago, we heard unpaid leave, and there was something right. Isn't like a. So what was the terminology in the contract? Needed a 10-day notice as to whether he would be
right.
No longer employed. So maybe we'll hear a follow up on that by the end of the week as we get to that 10-day mark.
Right. Exactly. So we'll find out at that point how it plays out. I looked up the television deal with NASCAR. They get $600 million a year, which is a very good deal. But it's not in the stratosphere of the $2.7 billion deal with the NBA, and it's not in the same stratosphere, not even close to the $7.2 billion television deal that the NFL has with its various television partners. So Denny Hamlin talks about risk and so forth. He's absolutely right. The problem is that the television contracts for the NFL and the NBA, the two entities that he specifically brought up, they're in the same ballpark with the NASCAR contract, which is $600 million. The NASCAR contract is between one-fourth and one-fifth, so it's about 23% less per year than the NBA contract. And it's one-twelfth the contract of the NFL per year. So if he's wondering why he's getting paid what he's getting paid, which, by the way, is not a vow of poverty, that's the reason why. Coming up, Donnie Collins, Scranton Times-Tribune. As the suit said earlier, I've been to Scranton.